widespread child rape by top UN employees. A deeply disturbing report has finally been released by the United Nations detailing the rampant sexual exploitation of children by UN employees that is widespread throughout multiple countries. While pieces of the report were released previously, the full report detailing the scope and horrifying nature of the abuse was only just released in July. The publication of a summary version of the report caused a global furor in 2002, eventually leading to some policy changes. However, these efforts have proven woefully insufficient in light of ongoing scandals, including but not limited to the recent Oxfam debacle, the Zoe's Ark scandal, allegations of horrific sexual abuse in the Central African Republic by UN forces, and the Laura Silsby incident. All of these cases and many others occurred after the partial publication of the UNHCR report, pointing to one unsavory conclusion. Aid work is not a vehicle of charity, but is, in a very real sense, a cover for atrocity. It is a weapon, a blunt instrument of power that is wielded to exploit the most vulnerable populations in crisis around the world. We can now state that sentiment as fact, not opinion. The report reads like a nightmare and states in part, agency workers from local and international NGOs as well as UN agencies are among the prime sexual exploiters of refugee children, often using the very humanitarian assistance and services intended to benefit refugees as a tool of exploitation. Male national staff were reported to trade humanitarian commodities and services, including medication, oil, bulgur wheat, plastic sheeting, education courses, skills training, school supplies, etc., in exchange for sex with girls under 18. The practice appeared particularly pronounced in locations with significant and established aid programs. There was compelling evidence of a chronic and entrenched pattern of this type of abuse in refugee camps in Guinea and Liberia in particular. The number of allegations documented, however, is a critical indicator of the scale of this problem, as altogether 42 agencies and 67 individuals were implicated in this behavior. Security and military forces, including international and regional peacekeepers, national forces and police units, are another significant category of exploiters. UN peacekeepers in Sierra Leone are alleged to be extensively involved in the sexual exploitation of children, with the assessment team recording allegations against UNAMSIL peacekeepers from 9 countries. Details of these allegations, which also require verification, have likewise been submitted to UNHCR. The sex exploiters are men in the community with the money, power and influence, agency workers, peacekeepers, regional and national armed forces, teachers, police, businessmen, diamond miners, refugee leaders and logging company staff. One would think that this 2002 report would have curtailed at least some of the abuse when a portion of it was publicly released at the time. However, that appears not to have happened, as TFTP reported earlier this year, an outright frightening dossier released by a former senior United Nations official revealed that UN employees have carried out over 60,000 rapes in just the last decade. In just 10 years, under the guise of rendering aid, the United Nations has literally been raping and pillaging countries across the world. The problem has gotten so out of hand that it prompted the former UN insider Andrew MacLeod to blow the whistle and hand over the evidence to Britain's Department for International Development, DFID Secretary Priti Patel. According to the exclusive report by The Sun, the dossier reveals that on top of the 3,300 pedophiles working for the organization, thousands more predatory sex abusers specifically target aid charity jobs to get close to vulnerable women and children. According to MacLeod, anyone who's attempted to blow the whistle on the horrifying rampant abuse is silenced and fired. Sharing his dossier with The Sun, Professor MacLeod warned that the spiraling abuse scandal was on the same scale as the Catholic Church's. MacLeod estimates the real number to be far higher. Professor MacLeod worked as an aid boss for the UN all over the world, including high-profile jobs in the Balkans, Rwanda, and Pakistan, where he was chief of operations of the UN's Emergency Coordination Center. He is campaigning for far tougher checks on aid workers in the field as well as the abusers, among them to be brought to justice, and wants the UK to lead the fight. The professor's grim 60,000 figure is based on UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres' admission last year that UN peacekeepers and civilian staff abused 311 victims in just one 12-month period over 2016. The UN also admits that the likely true number of cases reported against its staff is double that, as figures outside the war zones are not centrally collated. Professor MacLeod also estimates that only 1 in 10 of all rapes and assaults by UN staff are reported, as even in the UK, their reporting rate is just 14%. Based on evidence from Professor MacLeod, ex-cabinet minister Priti Patel, who resigned in November last year, accused senior officials at DFID of being part of the cover-up. MacLeod said, "Child rape crimes are being inadvertently funded in part by United Kingdom taxpayer. I know there were a lot of discussions at senior levels of the United Nations about something must be done, but nothing effective came of it. And if you look at the record of whistleblowers, they were fired. We are looking at a problem on the scale of the Catholic Church, if not bigger. As the Free Thought Project has been reporting for years, none of these predators are ever held liable, and as this report shows, only the ones who expose it are fired. In a blow to victims of human trafficking worldwide, a massive child sex ring was exposed in Haiti, involving international peacekeepers with the UN as well as other high-level officials from around the world, and no one went to jail." Dear listeners, that was a feature authored by Matt Agorist. He is a former intelligence operator directly tasked by the NSA.